Have you been avoiding conflict lately? Are you afraid that if you speak your truth to someone, you might damage the relationship permanently? Is inner conflict eating you up inside? Maybe you're thinking one thing, but doing another, and you just can't seem to get your head and heart to line up. As humans, we all deal with conflict. Join Jennifer McKenna now as she talks to business leaders about the importance of conflict and how we can all move through it with greater grace and ease, ultimately taking our relationships and our lives to the next level by facing conflict courageously.
Welcome to Conflict Rising, everyone. It's Jennifer. It's Thursday, and we're ready to talk about how to move through conflict once again. So today, my guest actually helped kick off the show originally. So welcome, Rebecca Turk. So glad to have you back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Today, we're going to talk to Rebecca about something entirely different. Rebecca has a secret life. No, I'm totally kidding. It's really not so secret anymore because she just went live with her website. She does sound baths, which is a form of healing. And if you've not heard of it, you're going to learn a whole lot today and be super psyched to go to a sound bath when the show is over. Why are we talking about sound baths today? Because we are all dealing with anxiety and stress every day. And one of the many healing modalities to help us all move through conflict with greater ease is a sound bath. So, Rebecca, let's talk sound bath. Let's talk sound healing.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, can we start out by telling our listeners a little bit about why you got into this? How did you get into this? And what the heck is it for those who have no idea?
Absolutely. So, a few years ago, I was actually in Santa Monica, California, a place I lived before and is very near and dear to my heart. And I have always had a very monkey mind, always thinking. I never seem to be at rest. My mind never seems to be at rest. So I find traditional meditation difficult. And a friend there had recommended I experience a sound bath session at her local studio. So when I went to the session, I found it incredibly beneficial and relaxing because when the woman started playing the singing bowls, I just dropped in really quickly. And she played other instruments. She did play a sea drum and some chimes. And I just really enjoyed the entire experience. I do a lot of yoga already, or I was doing a lot of yoga at that time as well. And I love that practice, and I love Shavasana at the end of yoga. And so the whole sound bath experience was so healing for me, and I just craved it. So when I got back to Atlanta, I researched to see if there were sessions I could attend, and I found an amazing sound healer here. Her name's Danielle Hall, and her company is Sound Embrace. And she, I really connected with her, and she taught me the practice. So it's just so incredible. And just to give you a little bit of background, so what happens is there's a combination of rhythms and frequencies, and it shifts our normal beta state, where we're alert and concentrating, to more of an alpha, and which is relaxed, and then we can move into theta and all the way into delta. So it's an amazing process that one goes through when they actually go through that sound healing experience. And the more you do it, the more quickly your mind relaxes and moves into that meditative state.
So I've got a lot of questions on behalf of our listeners who may not have any idea what this is and have never heard of it. I'm sure there are some who have and who have experienced them, but I really want to speak to those who have no idea what it is so that they can get introduced to it and really try to experience one soon. So when you say, I dropped in, for those who hear that and they think they're driving by and they're going to jump into a meeting or a restaurant, they're dropping in. What did you mean when you said you dropped in?
Right. Okay. So there's a waking state that you're in, And all of a sudden, your body just kind of drops within itself into this meditative state. I'm trying to think of how to explain it if you haven't ever experienced it before. It's almost like when you're in twilight sleep, when you're just, or you catch yourself falling. But it's this feeling of experiencing this true calmness. And you're able to see all sorts of things, colors, visions, get clarity about things that you've been concerned about. You're not in a thinking state. You're more in a relaxed state of almost like dreaming, but you're not really dreaming. So it's in between, the in-between space.
And of all the practices you've done through yoga, through meditation, and who knows how many other different types of modalities you've experienced, this dropping in that you speak of, mm-hmm. you're saying with sound bath, you were able to get to that state more quickly. Is that right? Is that what you were
yeah.
saying?
That's yeah. correct. So I think it's,
and why do you think
really
that
the
is?
Frequency? Yeah, the frequency of the bowls are at 430 hertz. So it's a frequency that corresponds. So I'll kind of explain the bowls a little bit. So each one of the bowls, when I play them, I have seven bowls that I play, and they're connected to the seven chakras in the body, which are the energy centers of the body. So they run the meridian line, the midline. And so those chakras start at your root and then go up to your crown. So there's seven of those. And each one of those is associated with a different note and a different color. And so when those bowls are played, they're actually working within your system, within your chakra system, to help bring the body back into balance. So when you feel
okay.
stressed and like you just cannot relax, and so there's all of this confusion going on within your own system, the bowls, because of that frequency of that note, it actually works within your system to help your body relax so that your body can start to come back into harmony and balance and begin to heal itself.
So for those who are trying to get a visual on this, Rebecca would be sitting in front of, or actually the bowls, there'd be seven bowls in front of her, and she is, what would you say? You're not playing them like drums, but you are, what is the process? What are you doing?
So,
what are you?
Yeah. So I'm using a mallet and I'm playing the exterior of the rim of the bowl. And so that creates a special frequency and resonance and sound. And it can be loud or some, you know, it's interesting because each person responds differently to the tone of the bowl. Some people, it's just like, they say it's just like angels kissing them, that it's just so wonderful. And then some people are having resistance to it because there's some areas that are, you know, sensitive to that tone. So it's really interesting. And then sometimes the bowls will not play if they aren't actually needed in that. So it's basically the energy of the room. And I intuitively play where I feel like the room needs the most focus on mm-hmm. those bowls.
Mm-hmm. And so the person participating would be lying down, probably on mm-hmm. a yoga mat or a blanket, and
yep.
closing their eyes and allowing that sound to take them into that meditative state.
Exactly.
So,
what I do is I explain the process because your mind is resistant to things that are new. And so I explain the process to the participants so that their mind can relax. And the more you do it, the more your mind does relax because it actually knows what's coming.
You know, it, when I experience it, I have to say it reminds me so much when I was growing up, when I was a little child in the 70s. My, you know, at that time, I had no idea what the stress of an adult might be. Because I was just, you know, a little kid running around having a good time. But my father would come home from an incredibly stressful day at work. And I remember accidentally walking in on him when he was trying to relax. He would be lying on his bed with his hands on his stomach, listening to classical music or any type of instrumental music. And mm-hmm. when I go through a sound bath, I immediately get that vision of what he used to do. He mm-hmm. had he would I wish he were still around to experience a sound bath, because I think he would really Aww. Have benefited from it. But that is what this show is about, is, you know, being an adult is hard. Let's just say it. Let's just say it out loud.
Yes, it is.
We are pulled in multiple directions, especially if we are working parents. Mm-hmm. And especially if we're in midlife, where we've got aging or dying parents, and we've got children who are dependent on us, and we have clients, customers, coworkers, supervisors who are depending on us. We just have a lot pulling and pushing on us all the time. And so, you know, we're also living in a world where every day we are inundated with some type of high stress-inducing news. This right. past weekend is an example. Within 24 hours, we hear of two more mass shootings. That is incredibly strenuous on our system, on our central nervous system. So we're talking about sound baths today for that reason, to give everyone a new practice in the art of helping to bring your central nervous system into a peaceful state in spite mm-hmm. of how many and how hardcore the stressors in your life may be. So now that we've walked through kind of what it looks like and what it is, although I have one more clarifying thing. Not all bowls mm-hmm. have to be crystal. Isn't that right? There are
right.
other instruments or types of bowls that are used. Can you tell us about the variation of tools that are used to create a sound bath?
Sure. And the practice of using singing bowls is something that's been done by the Tibetans for centuries. And so, and you also have the didgeridoo in Australia and the outback and the Aboriginal. So there's, you know, the Native Americans use drums. So there's so many different instruments, but I think the commonality is that everyone was using it for healing, for honoring, for ritual. And they knew that the benefits were for their community. And so I think it's just wonderful that we're actually now beginning to kind of pull all of that ancient knowledge back into our society and trust it and utilize it. It's just like yoga, you know, it works. And I just am a big believer in trying things. And if it works for you, then great. That's wonderful. Then you go with it. If it doesn't resonate with you, you know, there's something else for you. But as far as the instruments, and the instruments that I specifically use are crystal bowls, and I also use a sea drum, which is, it mimics the sound of the sea, which is really wonderful after we've done all of this work through the bowls. And now the sea drum actually allows a lot of clearing and cleansing to happen. And then I also use chimes as well. And then some people use gongs. So there are, you know, a lot of people who do sound baths with gongs as well. And then there are brass bowls. There are different types of gem bowls as well. So there's a lot of different types of instruments that you can use. There's tuning forks. So there's so many. I think it's really good just to listen to your body and what resonates with you when you actually go to a session.
Yes. And I will just testify that the first time I experienced a sound bath, it was really an extraordinary experience. I like you, Rebecca, I have a very strong intuition,
mm-hmm.
but I don't necessarily drop. Oh my goodness. Excuse me. I don't necessarily drop into a meditative state with ease.
Uh-huh.
I'm so sorry. I failed to put my glass of water in front of me. So, excuse my, excuse
We're
my throat
good.
For a second.
We're working on your throat chakra.
Thank you. I need it clearly. But I too was able to get into a meditative state with much greater ease. And the visions that were coming up for me were extraordinary, so much so that a year later, I could look back on the year and say nearly everything that came up in that vision came to fruition. It was really an incredible experience. It was. So not only did it help me to calm down my mind and my central nervous system, it also, I had epiphanies about past traumas. For example, one of the things that came out of my first sound bath was I had been a 20-year insomniac. Now, that doesn't mean I hadn't slept in 20 years. Let me clarify. But for multiple reasons in my life, very seldom had I had a really good solid night's sleep in a 20-year period of time. It was a rarity. It was a very rare and precious gift when it would happen. And so I had tried all kinds of different things over the years, and I had finally just said, forget about it. I'm just going to be an insomniac. And I can remember my ex-husband used to say to me, it is amazing to me that you function normally on the amount of sleep that you get. He just thought I was sort of either sub or superhuman, but I wasn't normal. And but that's not necessarily a good thing for my body in terms of its ability to restore itself. And so I was always seeking ways to do this. I had the epiphany that the reason why I was an insomniac was because of past traumas. My mind did not want to get into the vulnerability that sleep required. So we're going to talk more about the benefits of sound baths when we return. Stay tuned, everyone.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Rebecca Turk about the power of sound baths and sound healing and how to do it. What does it look like? What do we get out of it? When we went to a commercial break, I was sharing a story of some of the benefits I've received from it. And my last point was that as a 20-year insomniac, this was a real turning point for me. So it was very game-changing, very life-changing, and that what bubbled up to the surface was this epiphany that I explained before commercial. that my mind wasn't willing to settle down to sleep because it required a state of vulnerability that my brain wasn't willing to go into. And, you know, so I attribute to that to, you know, just multiple different trials, tribulations, traumas, hardships throughout a course of so many years. And I'm not saying I'm anyone special with a whole lot more trauma than the next guy, but I have had my share, as I know a lot of people in today's world have, which is why I'm sharing that. That if you are out there and you have had a lot of trauma, and you know, or if you just have insomnia and you haven't had trauma, you know, insomnia doesn't necessarily have to be linked to that. This is a great practice to help heal, literally. So it can help move through something like insomnia, but it can also help heal some traumas. And I believe that the epiphany I had and the visions I had were hugely impactful in my healing process. And of course, I had done other practices for trauma. I'd gone through things like brain spotting and so forth, which were also very beneficial. But having that epiphany and releasing that resistance to vulnerability from into my conscious mind, I have had some amazing sleep since then. The past 2 years, I've had some really good sleep, everybody. Some really good sleep.
Yay.
And I absolutely and directly attribute it to sound baths. I, you know, was having an increase in frequency since I started harder gym workouts, and dietary changes, and all those things made a little bit of a difference here and there, but I still had a critical insomnia issue that hadn't fully been addressed. Sound bath did it. I mean it. I'm a big fan, and that's why you're on the show.
I love it. I love it.
I want everyone to experience this, Rebecca. I want everyone.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. So you've talked a lot about chakras.
Yeah.
Can we back up a little for those? I'm sure we have lots of yogis that are listening that are already familiar with some of this, but for those that are not, can we go into a little bit more depth about what a chakra is? And for those of you who are busy Googling while you're listening, it's spelled C-H-A-K-R-A. Okay. So Rebecca,
exactly.
Talk to us about chakras. Can we talk a little bit more detail? What is an energy system? What does that mean? Where did this idea originate? What would you like to say about it?
I can just say that the chakra system is really your energy system that runs through the middle of your body. So the first level is your root. So that's kind of where the base of your spine is. And it's associated with the color red. So if you think about it, that's connected to survival. So each one of those is like a really powerful energy center. And what can happen is you actually get some, wouldn't call it disease, but just your system isn't running exactly correct. So it's not running at an optimal rate. Some of that can be emotional. A lot of that can like actually be emotion that needs to be released. And so throughout, I'll just go through each one of them so we can kind of talk through them all. That's the first level, is the first chakra is the root chakra. The second one is the sacral, which is right above the root, going toward the belly button area. And that is associated with orange, and that's connected to creativity. The third chakra is the solar plexus, which is between your belly button and the top of your ribs. And that one is yellow, and that's associated with our power. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra, and that is associated with the color green, which is interesting. And then that is associated with love. The fifth chakra is throat, which is blue. and that is your expression. Some people will start to actually cough when I'm playing the throat chakra bowl because there's areas that they need to move through. They may not be speaking their truth. So that one is a big one, especially for women and especially young girls. The sixth chakra is the third eye, which is associated with an indigo purple color. And of course, that's our intuition. And then the seventh chakra is at the top of our head. Oh, and the third eye is right between your eyes. So, and then the top of your head is the crown chakra, which is, it's actually moving from violet to white. And that's our, of course, spiritual connection and connection to source. So, you know, each one of those systems, it's part of the vibration of you. And so sometimes when those are out of balance, they just actually need to have some help in clearing. And what the sound does, because the sound is, our bodies are mostly water, and the sound connects to the water within our bodies, and it helps to break up those areas that really need to be moved.
Yeah, and so who, you know, this is more of an Eastern practice, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And practice meaning that Western practitioners, MDs, medical doctors who are trained in the Western Hemisphere or in Western medicine are not trained to look at or factor in the chakra energy systems into your state of health. And mm-hmm. I am just going to put my opinion out there, having lived through lots of chronic illness over the course of my lifetime. I think that's a travesty because I think the energy systems are so critical. And I think that the only reason why they probably haven't been acknowledged in the medical care system is because they're not tangible, right? We can't touch mm-hmm. them and feel them and dissect them. And therefore, they must not exist, according to some. And it's interesting because when I went through a phase in my life, 10 years ago, maybe, a very trying time that sent me into a very depressive state. And I still had to function. I still had two kids. They were very young at the time. I had a couple of pets. I had just gone through a divorce. I was going through just a lot of things in my life. My daughter was chronically ill. My father was in and out of hospitals, threatening to die all the time. There was just a lot going on. I was self-employed. I was starting over. And I got into a depressive state, and it had nothing to do with any of my loved ones, not even my ex-husband. It was from another situation. But with all of that, carrying that load, I remember waking up one day and thinking, wait, I know too much about how the mind-body connection works, and I have been in this massive, dark, depressive state for such a long period of time. I cannot believe I haven't gotten the flu, a cold, something, no physical manifestation. And then right after that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I remember when everyone else was shocked, it was not shocking to me at all, because my heart had been broken into 2.7 billion pieces, to be exact. And there's a heart chakra. So in my mind, I thought that chakra shut down. There was no energy movement in that area. And so when your energy system shuts down, disease forms. And so that was an area of vulnerability for me genetically. And so you put that on top of my broken heart, my depressed state, and it was no surprise at all to me when I was diagnosed. It was not happy news, but it wasn't a surprise. And so it was because of my understanding of chakra system and the mind-body connection prior to that that allowed for me to understand that. What I could have done were multiple healing practices during my depressive state that probably would have prevented that. But I was in such a depression that I didn't want to fix it. That's the unfortunate part. It got really dark inside my head, and I really didn't want to live. And thankfully, I do now. And I want people to do sound baths so that they don't ever get in that situation. So so I only share that story to give a real-life depiction of how we can think of our chakras, even if our medical practitioners aren't addressing them in our wellness or our healthcare, because they are critical to our well-being. And optimizing their state is what allows for us to be in our optimal state of wellness. And for those of you that don't know out there, and Rebecca, I'm gonna tell our age. I hope you don't mind.
No.
This is our big 50th year on the planet, and and well, you know, the two of us are just really committed to feeling really good as we age. Is that not true? Can I speak
that's
to you, Rebecca?
That's so
say
true.
That?
Yes, that's so true.
And so sound baths are a priority for us because we may be aging, but we want to age gracefully and we want to have vitality, and there's no reason why we can't do that. And so we're sharing this with you. So thank you for that. When we think about those chakras and those colors, where did the color association come from? Do you even know? I mean, I'm familiar with it, but do we have any idea how that color system came to be?
I do not know. I know just the whole system originated in India between 1500 and 500 BC. So it's a very old system. And like the Buddhists used the system. But I do not know where the color association came from.
It's interesting. One of my favorite CDs is by Jason Mraz, and it's actually called Love, a four-letter word. And even though it's called Love, the color of the CD cover is green. And I thought, oh, he knows about the chakra system.
That's right.
All right, very good. So, sound baths, you do them all the time. What are some, I've given my testimony, what are some of the things you hear from participants on the benefits that they get out of it?
People say they just are deeply, deeply relaxed. A lot of times when they come out of the meditation, it's almost like a drunken feeling, but a good one. So they're feeling just really deeply, deeply relaxed. Many of them are reaching a state of meditation. Some people do go to sleep, which is actually, I find that is a compliment, because you are actually still getting the benefits of the meditation. It does help them reduce stress, calms their mind. It gives them a better sleep, a better quality of sleep, relaxes tension. It can even lower blood pressure. And just some of the interesting experiences people have had, like one woman, you know, recently said, she's like, my boyfriend's going to pay for every single sound bath I have because I'm so happy and so relaxed when I'm done, that he's said he will pay for every single one from now on. So, better relationships, and, you know, people see visions. They've expressed different visions. People have told me that they can feel the energy cocooning them. And, you know, a lot of times I will see what they're actually experiencing, which is really interesting because I do go into a meditative, an awake but meditative state at the same time. So it's just, you know, people have felt, you know, hands comforting them on their bodies, you know, so it's really amazing the different experiences people have and just the overall just feels good. Basically, they feel amazing afterward and they just want it more. And so, I mean, it's been wonderful that people have been so responsive to the sessions. And, you know, right now it's a really difficult time on this planet. So people are seeking any ways to shut off the madness. They just want to find a way to create some balance in their lives And I'm just happy this is one of those ways.
Yeah. So, you know, it just sounds like it ranges everywhere from just having more energy to healing some major issues and everything in between. But the bottom line is that whether it has a massive, profound, conscious effect on someone, unconsciously, it's really, truly relaxing the body's state. So if your mind, you know, you started the conversation by saying you had monkey mind for the better part of your adulthood and your career.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, you know, our minds take over and they have tremendous power if we don't have the ability to control them. And so, you know, whether it's insomnia or monkey mind or obsession, whatever your mind may be doing that you're not real happy with, this is a great practice to settle it down. And so at the very least, that is a takeaway that everyone can have.
Yeah. And I've always, and it would be a direct association, I'm sure, as I've always suffered with migraines. And so having such an active mind, I think does correlate to the stress of the head and creating that sort of anxiety. And so, you know, being able to experience down bath and do yoga, it really helps to relieve those and keep those at bay, which is wonderful. That's for myself.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
So I know we're going to go to a commercial break here in just a minute. And when we come back, I want to talk about how long these are, how often someone should go, where they might be able to access it, just all the details logistically. So stay tuned, and we'll be back to talk more with Rebecca Turk about the power of sound baths. Stay tuned.
Free your mind with OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Rebecca Turk about sound baths and its powerful healing ability. And so, Rebecca, one of the things that we haven't touched on, and I want to brag on you a little bit, is you've had an incredible career. So there was a lot of what I call traditional corporate craziness in your life before you became this beautiful sound healing practitioner slash yogi, right? So,
yes.
So for listeners to understand that you have become this calm, amazing goddess over time, but
your origin was absolutely the craziness of what most of the rest of the adults on this planet experience. True?
True. Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked in marketing. I worked in international marketing. I worked for big companies. I was traveling the world, working on lots of different time zones, and had lots and lots of responsibilities, and policing brands and working with celebrities. So it was a high stress environment. And I've always been a perfectionist. So, of course, I wanted to do everything to the very best of my ability, which also led to a lot more stress because I was always on, always working. So I was definitely a workaholic. And for me, it's just not, I don't know if it's in anybody's nature, but it was really not in my nature. And so my body was fighting every bit of what I was experiencing and doing to it. So for me, I started with yoga to help me deal with the stress of my jobs. And then I finally just realized that there are other things that I can do that I'm really passionate about and have a drive for. And I take that same drive into everything I do, but now it's in helping other people heal their own bodies and holding space for them so that they can figure out how to create balance in their own lives.
Yeah. And you know, what I find interesting about our world, our mindset, the culture is that so many people, if they really knew what your career was and the celebrities you've worked with and the brands you've worked for, they would ooh and ah as if that were the most impressive part. And yet, those things, while they are impressive and while you enjoyed them immensely, I'm sure, were the things that are really super hard on our bodies. And that's the cultural thing that's interesting to me, is that we tend to glorify the things that are unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And minimize the things that make us feel and look our very best. So for me, what's so impressive about you is that you came full circle and have stepped into this healing greatness that you possess inside of yourself from your own journey to share it with others. To me, that is really such a higher caliber contribution to the world. No offense to your past.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah. And I do wish for all of us as part of humanity that we would start being impressed by things that are really healthy and good for us, and that we become more fascinated by those things and decide that that's really, those are the brass rings we should aspire to, right? Is taking the best care of ourselves that we can. And that's what allows for us to have the strength emotionally and physically and spiritually to take care of others.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big cascade effect.
You know, when things come naturally to people, a lot of times you feel like that's not work. Like that's not, we've been taught, from a young age, you have to work hard and you have to do things a certain way. And so when something comes so easily to you, you think, well, I can't possibly have a career doing that because that's just too easy. I need to be like working myself to the bone in order for it to be worthy of work. So I think if you kind of, switch that around and just allow people to say, you know what, this is what I really am great at. This is what I love doing. And this is when I'm the happiest. And, figure out how to make that more a part of your true path. And so that you're not just trying to find all these other ways to create balance in your life because you're so stressed out all the time. And it's a hard transition. It's a really difficult transition to make. I know it very well. I resisted it for many, many years. And so I do understand how it sounds great in theory, but may not be able to, you know, bring that to reality. So I would just suggest bringing in little pieces of that into your life, things that you really do love and enjoy, to bring that into your life more and honor those things.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because as Oprah always says, what you focus on expands.
Right.
Which, even though she's the one that coined the phrase, I mean, that's the physics of our thoughts. Those are the basic physics and the power that we have with how we think, what we focus on. What we focus on does grow. And if we give all of our power to that stress, it's just going to get bigger until it swallows us whole and steals our health. So,
exactly.
You know, for those out there that are looking to make that kind of transition or something, you don't have to become a sound healer like Rebecca.
No.
But I do think that sound bath, that's another benefit that a sound bath can provide, is allowing you to settle your mind down, because we do get, our brains functionally get addicted to the madness. And that's what makes the transition so difficult. Is it's almost like a drug. Where's the fix? Mm-hmm. How do we get our fix? We need to feel important. We need to have 2,000 things to check off a list to feel accomplished. We, you know, those are things that our brain is craving all the time, even though it's not healthy. So a sound bath can also help you to calm your mind so that you can think from a sense of higher purpose. What is it I really do want to do? How do I want to transform or transition my life from where it is today? Those are also, you know, emotional and mental benefits of doing a sound bath, is to allow yourself those thoughts to take maybe a new journey in your life and have the courage to do it. So I promised before we went to commercial break that we would talk logistics. So I want to make sure before the show ends that for those who are new to this, that they understand. So if I go to a sound bath, where do I go to do this? How long am I going to be there? How often should I go? Those simple questions. Can you walk us through that?
Sure, absolutely.
The literal process. Yeah.
Yes. So a normal sound bath that I actually am putting on are about an hour. So the bath itself is about 40 to 45 minutes. So I spend a little bit of time in the beginning. And I also mix aromatherapy in with my sound bath, because I believe that the power of scent to trigger memories and create this relaxing state is so powerful. And a lot of times I'll use fresh herbs and cut them and bring them in, and it's amazing the sensation you receive and kind of the thoughts and the feelings that are associated with that. So I'll start with that. We move into the sound bath portion, and that usually lasts for about 40 to 45 minutes. And then we talk about it afterwards. We actually discuss and give people an opportunity to talk about what they experienced or what they felt or what they saw. And it creates a really beautiful sense of community. They're, you know, very loving and very, you know, beautiful experiences that people are really drawn to, and a lot of people come back. So I'm actually doing sound baths at yoga studios. I'm doing corporate wellness programs. So a lot of corporations are actually now hiring to bring people in so that they can have these experiences for their employees, because they understand that burnout is real. And people are completely stressed out, and they need that opportunity, and they want to be able to support that, which I think is beautiful. And then, you know, I have friends that are actually hosting sound baths at their homes. So you can, you know, get a group together and hire a practitioner and bring a group together. I think you find people who are willing, and most sound practitioners are willing to support the practice in many different ways.
And so what is your website if people want to check you out specifically as a practitioner?
Sure. I'm based in Atlanta, Georgia, and I do work out of Santa Monica some as well in California. But it's soundbath, sndbath.com.
sndbath.com. Check out Rebecca. I think your website just went live recently anyway, right? So
it did, yes.
And it's awesome.
Thank you. I had the pleasure of doing a sound bath for Usher's foundation this summer. He works with underprivileged youth and at-risk youth, and it's the 20th anniversary of the foundation. And it was an amazing experience. And many of these kids, it was the first time they'd ever experienced any kind of yoga, sound bath, being on a yoga mat. And they had an amazing response, which was just really special. It was really beautiful.
Very good. And how many kids did you say were part of it?
There were over 100.
Yeah. So you can have a sound bath with just yourself all the way up to a very large group of people, and it can be equally
exactly.
powerful.
Exactly. Yeah, you can look for sound bath, sound healing in your community. People call it, you know, different things. It's going to be a very similar experience, it should be.
Yeah, and how often could someone or should someone do something like this?
You know what? I've had people who've done back-to-back sound baths in a day. Like, they'll just go ahead and do a couple when I'm doing them. You could do them once a week. You could do them once a month. It's kind of up to you and what you need. They are detoxing, so I always encourage everyone to drink lots of water. You would be amazed because what's happening in your body, it's a detoxing effect. So you might be a little thirsty, you might have a light headache, but that's all because you need more water. I think it's a wonderful way to end your week, start your week. A lot of times I'm doing some sound baths in association with yin yoga, which is a very deep, relaxing type of yoga, which is great because the students will do yin and then they'll go straight into the sound bath, which will get them just deeper into meditation.
Awesome. Well, for those listeners out there who, if you haven't noticed, if you've been following the show for a while, you'll see that we do equal parts gritty cultural topics where we get into the dirt of what is causing our anxiety. Actually, what's causing it is within us. But all of these cultural issues that are causing our conflicts, we talk about a lot of gritty topics. But we do try to intersperse the shows with other topics around wellness and our health to optimize our well-being so that we can find peace in the midst of external conflict, right? So on Conflict Rising as a show, we like to talk about things that cause internal conflict and external conflict. But the most important takeaway from this show every week is that all of you have tips and tools and inspiration to lead your best life, to feel your greatest vitality, to get a sense of higher purpose. Because when you have all of those things, the world could be crumbling around you. You can have the whole storm happening around you, and you can remain as calm as the eye of that storm. And so that is my best wish for every listener out there. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Rebecca, for being on the show today. I don't know what parting words or tips or tools you'd like that we haven't covered, but you are free to say any last thing you'd like to our listening audience.
Sure. Yeah, I would just like to say that just remember that everything vibrates, and that there is energy within that, and within that there is sound. And just take every opportunity you can to find some self-care and create balance within your own mind, body, and spirit.
Beautiful. Yes, self-care. Put sound bath on your list of self-care things to do and experience. And check out Rebecca's website. Thank you all again.
Okay, cheers.
And we'll talk to you again next week on Conflict Rising.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks. Goodbye.